Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Fried. I led the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the New York City Health Department. Today, I head a global health organization called Resolve to Save Lives. Here are five insights from my book, The Formula for Better Health, How to Save Millions of Lives, Including Your Own. 1. Many health tragedies are preventable. Heart attacks, strokes, and many cancers aren't destiny. Although many conditions can't be prevented, a surprisingly large share of heart attacks, strokes, cancers, and other illnesses can be delayed or avoided entirely. Up to 4 out of 5 early deaths from heart disease and stroke, and 2 in 5 cancers are caused by risks we know how to stop. People and places that improve hypertension and lipid care, promote potassium-enriched low-sodium salt, reduce tobacco use, and increase uptake of cancer-preventing vaccines have driven death rates down rapidly. 2. Learn to see the invisible. Public health has a superpower, seeing the invisible. It's possible to reveal trends inside of microbes, disease patterns in communities, toxins, and progress or failure fighting health threats. For personal health, we can track the otherwise invisible but most important predictors of a long and healthy life: our blood pressure, lipid and blood sugar levels, visual and auditory acuity, and physical fitness can be well within the so-called normal range, but nevertheless on trajectories to early disability and death. The normal range is wide, and it differs among individuals. If you track your personal baselines over time, you can make sensible, practical changes before damage occurs. 3. What seems inevitable often isn't. Not so long ago, it seemed normal for a family to hop into their car, pump leaded gasoline, not use seat belts, drive to the beach to sunbathe with tanning oil, have a few drinks, then smoke cigarettes over dinner. The cancers, heart attacks, strokes, and fatal crashes that resulted seemed inevitable. Public health action flipped those risks from invisible to unacceptable. Today's heart attacks, strokes, cancers, and even pandemics aren't inevitable either. Change seems impossible until it happens. 4. Simple solutions win. Leonardo da Vinci wrote, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication," words that Steve Jobs used in Apple's first shareholder letter. Only simple approaches are likely to be implementable at scale. A remarkable man named Dr. Carol Stieblo proved that point. I met Stieblo early in my career, and he asked me one question that changed my life. At the time, I was in charge of tuberculosis control for New York City, and it was in the midst of a large outbreak of multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. I had been working around the clock for months, but I wasn't making much progress. Stieblo reviewed our data, and he asked, "Dr. Frieden, last year your program diagnosed 3,811 patients. How many of them did you cure?" I didn't know, and I was terribly ashamed. The very next day, I started a system to track, hold ourselves accountable for, and improve the care of every single patient in the city. In my current organization, Resolve to Save Lives, we've taken that lesson to heart. We built an open source digital solution called Simple, and it works astonishingly well to help nurses and doctors manage patients' high blood pressure and diabetes. Work that once meant flipping through paper registers now takes a few taps on a phone, freeing time for patient care and giving managers reliable data to improve performance. Achieving this level of simplicity required sitting with nurses, watching every keystroke, and brutal simplification to remove anything that wasn't essential. Simplicity matters for personal health too. Whether you're improving your fitness, or what you eat, or remembering to take your medicines, keep it simple. Combination pills, potassium-enriched low-sodium salt, and a short list of 6 evidence-based habits do a lot more good than complicated regimens and wellness fads. Simplicity makes scale possible, and scale saves lives. 5. 6 habits add healthy years. First, control blood pressure. With every heartbeat, every second of every day, high blood pressure pounds like a battering ram on artery walls in the heart, brain, kidneys, and throughout the body. The first symptom is often a heart attack or stroke. That's why it's called the silent killer. Every 20-point rise in systolic pressure above 115 doubles your risk, so aim for under 120 over 80. 2/3 of U.S. adults and more than 90% of people in this country over age 65 have unhealthy blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, take your medicine every day and check your numbers regularly. Second, reduce unhealthy cholesterol and other lipids. Fatty plaques start clogging arteries in the teenage years, and later they trigger heart attacks, strokes, and disability. The lower the LDL, the lower the danger. Statins and other lipid-lowering drugs are safe, inexpensive, and highly effective. Ask if they're right for you. Third, steer clear of tobacco, excess alcohol, and other toxins. Tobacco is still the world's leading preventable killer. Smokers die about 10 years younger and feel a decade older while alive. Alcohol increases your risk of cancer and harms your heart, brain, nerves, and liver. Lead, soot, or PM2.5, and forever chemicals silently damage health. If you use tobacco, quit, and use proven cessation medicines. They double success. And swap out alcohol for satisfying alcohol-free alternatives. Fourth, get physical activity you enjoy on most or all days. Physical activity is the closest thing to a miracle drug, cutting the risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, depression, dementia, and more, whatever your weight is. Choose activities you enjoy, and if you're older, add balanced exercises to prevent falls. A brisk walk, ideally outdoors for 30 minutes, 4 days a week, can do wonders. Fifth, eat food you love and that your body loves also. Food choices affect blood pressure, inflammation, our microbiome, and much more. Load up on potassium-rich foods, such as sweet potatoes, salmon, avocado, tomatoes, and yogurt, and switch to potassium-enriched low-sodium salt. Aim to eat more potassium than sodium and avoid added sugars. Sixth, prioritize sleep. During sleep, the body repairs damage, consolidates memory, and keeps immunity sharp. Too little or low quality sleep raises the odds of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, and dementia. Protect at least 7 hours of sleep by setting a regular bedtime, getting off screens an hour before, and keeping your room dark and cool. Much memory loss and dementia turn out to be preventable too. I sort out the facts from the hype and lay out what really works in The Formula for Better Health, how to save millions of lives, including your own. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the book and, more importantly, put the formula into practice for yourself and your community so you can keep doing what matters most to you for as long as possible.